Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright day in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with clear skies making it perfect for a stroll outside. In Haifa, expect a mix of sun and clouds, while in Eilut, it's warm and sunny. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain mild across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports that a deadly blast in southern Lebanon was likely caused by Hezbollah. The device killed a Lebanese Armed Forces soldier and was not Israeli, according to military sources. This news comes from JNS earlier today. Also, the United States launched its eighth night of strikes on Iran. These are to punish the IRGC for a deadly attack in Jordan. Iran reports strikes in the south and the Strait of Hormuz. Times of Israel carried this information earlier today. Also this hour, two U.S. troops have died in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. Iranian state media reports multiple strikes in Hormozgan province. This was reported by I-24 News this morning. Separately, Lebanon's President Aoun is set to meet with President Trump at the White House. He aims to generate pressure on Israel to dismantle Hezbollah's arsenal. This was reported by Ynet just earlier this hour. And finally, a secret communication channel with the Houthis has been opened by Egypt. This unusual move is due to fears of regional instability. Walla reported this development earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Why? Net Global, a major Israeli news outlet, indicated just minutes ago that the U.S. military buildup might signal a major escalation with Iran. Refueling aircraft and fighter jets have arrived in Israel. Arsen Ostrovsky, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today condemning Iranian attacks on Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan as war crimes. The activist group Standing Together expressed concern an hour ago over continuous violence in Gaza. They argue that the so-called ceasefire hasn't stopped the suffering of Palestinians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the blast in southern Lebanon. The IDF's assessment suggests that Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed terror proxy, planted the device. This incident raises tensions in a region already on edge. The JNS report emphasizes the ongoing threat Hezbollah poses to stability in Lebanon and beyond. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, the Times of Israel reported that U.S. strikes targeted Iranian positions in response to attacks on Jordan. This comes as the U.S. warns of potential retaliatory actions by Iran-backed groups. The situation threatens to widen the conflict, impacting regional security and global oil markets. Meanwhile, the tragic news of U.S. troops killed in Jordan highlights the gravity of the current conflict. I-24 News reported that the U.S. responded with strikes on multiple Iranian sites. The loss of American lives underlines the human cost and the potential for further military escalation in the region. Separately, President Aoun's upcoming meeting with President Trump marks a significant diplomatic effort. Ynet explains that Aoun hopes to leverage U.S. influence to curb Hezbollah's power. This meeting could impact future U.S.-Israel relations and regional diplomacy. Finally, Egypt's secret channel with the Houthis reflects Cairo's strategic interests. Walla's report suggests Egypt aims to mitigate threats from Yemen's conflict spilling over into the Red Sea. This move signals Egypt's proactive stance in maintaining regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, the uncertainty in Israel's tech sector grows as AI changes the landscape. Walla Business reports that the focus is shifting from survival to protecting employees amidst these changes. Separately, there's a surge in demand for Argentina flags due to World Cup excitement. Israel Hayom Business highlights a 250% increase in sales driven by pubs and restaurants alongside a spike in food deliveries. And finally, LendBuzz, a fintech lender, shifts its focus to Tel Aviv after Nasdaq ambitions dim. CTech reports that changing investor priorities are making Wall Street less accessible, prompting this strategic pivot. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.